chapter 3, Mishnah 3a, Noisni and Beitza Bitzad Hamecha. We're moving on now. This is a different discussion, and this is, can you cook with something, with not fire itself, but something that was heated with a fire? It's called a derivative of fire. And the example that the Mishnah uses is a boiler. It was a type of brass vessel that they put inside the fire, and then they took it out, and the brass vessel was hot. Could you now, like, put an egg next to it to boil the egg? And you can't do that, says the Mishnah. You're not allowed to do that. Bishvil shetis galgal. You can't do it to cook the egg. And it says yes, that the egg will roll, meaning that you slightly boil it. You know, when an egg boils, so then it rolls. When it's not boiled, it doesn't roll. So you can't do that. You can't cook from a derivative of fire. That's not permitted. Velo yafkiena besudarin. And also, one may not crack it in a scarf. If there was a scarf that was made hot from the sun. Now, this is talking about not derivative of fire, but derivative of the sun. And a derivative of the sun, says the first opinion, you're not allowed to cook with either. So if you'd left something out in the sun and it got very hot, then you wouldn't be allowed to cook. You wouldn't, let's say, crack an egg onto that thing and cook with that. Rabbi Yossi matter, but Rabbi Yossi permits it. And the reason being is that everybody agrees that you actually would be allowed to cook directly from the sun. If you could cook, if you were in somewhere very hot, and you could somehow cook directly from the sun, that would be permitted. But a derivative of the sun, like the scarf we're talking about over here, is forbidden according to the first opinion, because you're not allowed to cook with a derivative of fire. So the sages extended that to a derivative of the sun. But the sun itself, you are allowed to cook from. And says Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't hold that you're concerned about the derivative of the sun because of the derivative of fire. So he doesn't extend the prohibition that far. So you've got to watch out. So the things, obviously, cooking normally from fire is prohibited. Cooking from a derivative of fire is prohibited. Cooking from the sun is permitted. Cooking from a derivative of the sun is the debate in our Mishnah, and we hold like the sages, you can't cook from a derivative of the sun either. I mean, I guess an example would be if you were like driving in the desert. Oh, not driving, because it's Shabbos. Let's say you parked in the desert, I don't know, and it's boiling hot, and your car bonnet is boiling hot. Could you crack an egg onto the car bonnet and cook the egg that way? And the answer would be no, because we hold like the first opinion that you're not allowed to cook with a derivative of the sun on Shabbos, right? Okay, Beloyed Mena Bechol Uva Avak Derachim Bishvil Shetitzale. And also, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, that you can't bury an egg in the sand or the dust of the roads so that the egg will become cooked in that way. So even in this case, Rabbi Yossi agrees. Why? Different opinions. Just to take one opinion is that we worry that over here, if he doesn't have enough sand, he'll come to dig a hole. Right? Even though the sand is a derivative of the sun, and Rabbi Yossi generally holds you can cook with a derivative of the sun. In this case, he's worried about you coming to dig a hole. So for a completely different reason, he wouldn't allow you to bury the egg into the sand.